Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
By my multi-talented right hand, Mr. Black. Hey, Black, what's up?
Hey, you know, I'm doing good. I'm here with my favorite lady and my favorite host, Miss PD. So we're going to get it on tonight. It's a special night tonight.
Very special.
Going to break it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope you guys enjoy that show, that song that we just kicked the show off with. That was by tonight's special guest, Candace, a.k.a. She Is Hip Hop. She will be joining us a little bit later tonight. I just want to say, Black, it feels good to be back after we had to cancel last week's show due to Hurricane Sandy. She came on pretty strong. Yeah, lots of people here on the East Coast lost power, their homes, and some their lives. So very devastating for a lot of people who are still struggling to get through because a lot of people have nothing right now. And every right. little thing we can do to show support, we must do, even if it's the bare minimum, because it all adds up. You know, remember, it could easily be one of us that needs the help. So support is definitely needed for everyone who's struggling right now. So as I just said, the second half of tonight's show will be joined by the lovely hip-hop artist Candace, a.k.a. She Is Hip Hop. She'll talk about her music and her journey in the very competitive music game, so we look forward to that in a little bit. But right now, I want you guys to call us up at 646-478-3599 because PD Radio is in a giving spirit tonight. And the 10th and 20th caller will receive a special Barack Obama pillow or gift basket made by me, Ms. PD. Now, I know you all want to win that. That's something you all want. But in order to win it, you must call. The number again is 646-478-3599. And don't forget to press 1. So,
that's right.
I want to see who wins. I want to see who wins. Light up the phone lines, guys. We're ready. Don't be scared. Call us up. Call us up.
That's right. Big night.
Big night. Big night. But before we get into anything, you know, I have to do my celebrity birthday shout out. So let's jump right into that. Get that over with. Birthday this week.
One.
We have Kris Jenner, mother of the infamous Kardashian clan, 57. Her son-in-law, basketball player Lamar Odom, 33. Beautiful actress Tandy Newton, 40. Actor Ethan Hawke, 42. News correspondent and wife or ex-wife, I'm not sure if they got divorced yet, of Arnold, don't laugh, Schwarzenegger, is 57. Jack Osborne. I don't know why I can't say that last name. Jack Osborne, son of rocker Ozzy Osborne, 26. All right, Black, you're going to like this one. It's your boy, famous TV chef Gordon Ramsay. He has a birthday this week. 45.
45, my main man.
Actress legend Alfre Woodard, 59. Singer Cisco of Drew Hill, 33. Lou Ferrigno, best known as the Incredible Hulk, 60. Comedian, actor Tracy Morgan, 43. Another actor, comedian Sinbad, 55. Another actor, comedian Tommy Davidson, 48. Leonardo DiCaprio, 37. Demi Moore, 49. An NFL player of New York Giants, Victor Cruz, 25. Now, happy birthday to all you guys, and the best birthday gift you can give to yourself is the right to vote. So I hope you all exercise your right to vote on your birthday. That's the best
That's
gift
right.
ever. But anyway, this is for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It never gets old.
Happy birthday.
So cheesy.
You always do it
so
just
cheesy.
Right.
And I love it. I love it. So now, Black, on to the real. The real. Tonight's election.
Well,
I can't wait. I can't wait just to hear the end result. It's like Christmas, you know. You can't wait for Christmas morning. It's like, hurry up and calculate those votes already. Like, I just want to know. Either way,
yes.
You just want to know.
Some
yeah.
people can't
Whatever
stomach
you...
it, though. Some people might fall asleep and just wake up and, you know, see what happens.
And yeah, whatever it is, right?
Mm. Yep.
Well, guys, we want to hear from you. Tell us what's going on in your state right now, what you know about the election so far. Call us up at 646-478-3599. We want to hear from you. Tell us what's going on. So
that's
what
right.
you got over there for me, Black? I know you up to something. You have something.
Well, I'm not up to too much. Well, I want to break down the election just a little bit because I'm going to be your official
mm-hmm.
election keeper for the show tonight.
I love
so
that.
Whatever
all
information
right,
you
right.
need, I got 20 screens up. I got it all right here.
What?
Got the breakdown.
Uh-oh.
So right now, just to give you guys a quick update, right now the electoral votes, Romney has 40 and President Obama has 64. Right now, Romney is actually leading in the popular vote, but he's not leading in the electoral vote. So
now how many do you need? Electoral.
You need 270 votes to win.
Okay.
There's a total of 538. So you need, you know, you got to come out on top with 270. So we shall see. Hopefully, it doesn't go to a tiebreaker because then I believe it. You have to. It goes into effect where they actually have to vote on it, and it's a whole another, you know, fiasco. But hopefully we have an outright winner and we don't have to go that route. So it's going to be a close vote. It's going to be close. It's going to be close.
Yeah. I've been hearing a lot of stories all day about people, you know, being turned away. Their name is not on the register. Just crazy. But people are still determined, so that's a good thing. They're not letting it stop them. And they, you know, they fighting. They getting it done. You got to love that. It's very important, though. It's very important. You have to vote. You have to make yourself count. It could be your vote that's the deciding factor. Think about it that way. And if we think that way and get out and vote, I mean, we can do what we need to do. But you know, I just don't understand how anyone can listen to Romney and really feel like he can put this country where it needs to be. And you listen to everything he says. It's just a total flip-flop, just ridiculous. And just because he ran businesses doesn't qualify him to run a country. That's two totally different things. So, and then I understand the business that he did run was the Bain or whatever. He kind of ran that into the ground. He didn't care about people. Like, come on. Like, really? That's who you want, though, right? Oh, okay.
Hey, you know, the American people will speak today, and we'll see what's going on. But I want to just play a couple clips, just to remind people of why we're actually voting. So I'm just going to hit this first clip real quick, and then we'll come back with a little conversation.
He went around the world and apologized for America.
We will not apologize for our way of life.
He also failed to communicate that military options are on the table.
I will not hesitate to use force when it is necessary to defend the United States and its interests.
He said that he was going to lower taxes for the middle class. Hasn't done that yet.
We cut taxes. We cut taxes for 95% of working families.
The reason we have high gasoline prices, maybe it's related to the fact that you stopped drilling in the Gulf.
Under my administration, we have a near record number of oil rigs operating.
Guess how many agreements this president's put in place? Zero.
Last month, we finalized a trade agreement with South Korea that will support at least 70,000 American jobs.
In his State of the Union address, he didn't even mention the debt or the deficit.
When it comes to the deficit, we've already agreed to more than $2 trillion in cuts and savings. Debt, the deficit, 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 debt. That's how we'll reduce our deficit.
This is a president who fundamentally believes that this next century is the post-American century.
We will lead the way forward, and we will make the next century another great American century.
It is insane right now. I just, you got to really listen to the candidates. Like, come on, man. This guy doesn't even know what day it is. So
he really
watch your
doesn't.
Vote. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he's flip-flopping. It's crazy. It is insane. So, but I think it goes deeper than that. So, I just want to ask you the question. Do you think it's a matter of, well, we don't like Obama's policies and the path that he sees going forward, or is it just a matter of, okay, well, we just want to get him out of the seat, and we just want to get Romney in, even though a lot of Republicans don't even support this man or agree to how he's going about his business, his tactics, but they would rather see him in office just so that Obama's not in office. You know, how do you feel about that?
I mean, let's keep it real, though. I mean, the bottom line is everybody acts like racism doesn't exist, and it does. And what this whole thing comes down to is that they rather have, I felt like, okay, we have a black president in office. Okay, we're gonna let him have a shot, you know. so he can mess up and say, oh, the country did poorly because of the black president. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not even the case.
Well, wait. That's what I'm saying. That was the goal, I think. And when that didn't happen, it's like, okay, now we need to get him up out of here because he's doing everything he said he was going to do and is making them look bad. So they don't want this country being turned around, you know, on the hands of a black president, point blank period. You know, it's got to be the great white hope. That's basically
no
what
hope.
I mean. And for everybody to sit there and say race has nothing to do with it, I just heard today that there was a lynching of Obama. It was a doll at a Shell gas station.
Mm.
Really? Today? But race has nothing to do with this, right? Have you ever seen a white president lynched, hung up, because people didn't agree with him? Why with the black? They know exactly what they're doing when they do that. It's racial all up and down. I don't care what anybody says. And I don't care whoever says I'm not racist, whatever. If you rather have a white man in office just because he's white versus somebody who has struggled, who has been there, who's working for everyday people, then what else is it? It has to come down to that because there's no other way you can explain it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then you know what else burns me up, though, is, you know, when people ask black people, are you voting for Obama because he's black? That burns me up. Because, first of all, do you ask white people, are they voting for somebody because they're white?
Right.
Well, you ask why they're voting for him. You don't just say, well, is it just because he's white? But we get asked that a lot. And I'm sure there's a lot of callers out there who have been asked that question. Are you simply voting for him because he's black?
That's why they're voting for Romney going around this time. It's just pure, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, even if that was the reason, who are you to judge that? Because the same reason you don't want us to vote for him because he's black, you're voting for Romney because he's white. So what's the difference? So even if that was the reason, it would be justified. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just the stuff that's coming out of people's mouths is just bugging me out. Like, I just shut down. I don't want to talk to people because when people start talking stupid, I can't. I really can't. I just shut you out.
Like, part of my whole, you know, basis for who I'm voting for, and I'm just going to go off of Colin Powell, is because I'm looking at foreign, international, you know, how he's dealing with overseas issues, things like that. I do not trust this man to be able to make the proper decisions, you know, internationally and not get us into another war, not be arrogant, you know, and do things with a level head. He comes off that way. I mean, he was already attacking, you know, China, you know, just kind of point blank in the debate. So, you know, I don't see it. I just can't get with him. I really can't. So, it's crazy.
What is your feeling right now, though? I mean, from the preliminaries and what you see, which way do you see it going? What do you predict?
Well, I think based on the last 4 years, here's what I think. I think the last 4 years, because people, I guess, wanted this instant job market to just go boom, you know, and all of a sudden overnight there's supposed to be 200 million new jobs, no one is supposed to be out of work, and so forth. They gave our ex-president 8 years to jack this country up. And then you're only going to give the president right now, who's trying to, you know, do certain things to get things kick-started again, you're only going to give him 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like
And he's doing it. He's already pushing the country in the right direction. But and people have to listen to what Romney is saying, too. Romney is saying that the best way to create jobs, basically this is what it boils down to. The best way to create jobs is to take care of the rich. because they're the ones that are going to invest back. You know, and they're going to be the ones that's hiring people. No, they're not.
But that's not true. That's not true.
But that's what he's trying to say. Oh, let's take care of the rich because they're going to be the ones that's going to create the new jobs. No, they don't. No, they not. Like people not listening to that. His bottom
right.
line is keep the rich rich and keep the poor poor.
I mean,
like,
the same
people
thing
not
he
tuning
did.
Into that. Like y'all don't get it.
Yeah. Pushing jobs overseas, first chance they get, you know, to try to make more profit. You know, then they want to blame it all on healthcare.
I just don't feel like anybody, white or black, who can listen to his policies and just listen how he goes back and forth. You know what I mean? Just, I don't understand how you listen to that and feel like he's the best person to run this country.
But see,
you don't believe women
too.
Should have equal pay? Like, ladies, like, white, black, whatever you are, how do you not hear this? He don't believe we should have equal pay. You want to vote for him? Why shouldn't you have equal pay?
Here's
Why?
The thing, too. Here's another
Why
thing,
Why do you
too.
Want to regulate what women can do to their bodies? How do you feel like rape is a gift from God and you don't have the right to abort that child? Like, are you guys listening to what he... Come on now, I can't. I can't, Black. It's ridiculous. I don't know how people listen and agree with that. You know? By 2014, everybody's going to have health care. Like, that's not important to people. You, nobody thinks that's important? Okay. Seriously. It's like stupid. It's like, duh. Like, listen, people. Stop looking at the color and listen to what is being said. Callers, we want to hear from you. Call us up, 646-478-3599. We want to hear what you guys have to say tonight. And also, don't forget, PD Radio, we're giving away stuff tonight. So if you want to win, you got to call. Is that simple?
Oh, yeah.
We're giving away a very special Obama personalized pillow made by me. It is a keepsake that you can pass down from generation to generation. Whether our president wins a second term or not, this is a pillow that you want to have as a part of history. So call us up. You can win a pillow or a gift basket. So you want to win that. Call us up. The 10 and 20 callers will win these items. 646-478-3599. And don't forget to press 1 if you want to speak to us. But
looks like
we got a caller. You want to bring them
in? We do, and I have a question for the next caller who called in. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Justin. I'm in the district.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's up, Justin?
Got to be unknown with it. I'm in the district.
Uh-oh.
So what you,
okay.
How you feeling about this election?
Hey, man, you know, it's just, you know, I agree with Tammy. You know what I mean? It's a race issue. And if you look at the history of Republicans and Democrats, what do the Republicans, you know what I'm saying, do each and every 4 years? You know what I'm saying? They want to do more for the rich. You know what I'm saying? They want to suppress the middle class and, you know what I mean, the lower class, you know, and take away programs. You know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Obama came in, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, basically tried to shovel up, you know what I mean, the shit that, you know, your boy Bush left behind. You know what I mean? And he still did so much without bipartisanship. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing. You know what I mean, getting both sides
fought on everything.
Right, right. You know what I mean? And, you know, the clip in the beginning, you know what I'm saying, what you play, Black, it sums it up. You know what I mean? It sums it up. And I wish that, you know what I mean, I had a huge-ass bullhorn for everybody can hear that. Because this man, you know, I respect Bush more than this man because Bush, at least Bush, you know what I mean, you know, he was, you know, he
was stuck to it, whatever
right.
he was going to.
Right. Exactly, that he did.
You know what I'm saying? He stuck to his guns, you know what I'm saying? And he was that type of person with foreign policy. Hey, look, you know what I mean? I'm not playing around either. You know, and that's one thing. I don't know what everybody forget about, but at least Bush, you know what I mean, sent out, you know what I'm saying, a surplus check to everybody, you know what I'm saying, when the economy, you know what I'm saying, was really dipping down, you know what I mean, you know, after 9/11. But,
yeah,
you know, you can't, this man cannot get in office, you know what I mean? It will hurt everybody from, you know what I mean, from the poor to the middle class to women, you know what I'm saying? You know, like Tammy said, equal pay, you know what I mean? Come on, women. You know, this man doesn't want to do, you know what I'm saying? You in the same position, you know what I mean, as the next man, and you're getting paid only, you know what I mean, 30% less? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Just because you're a woman.
Just because you're a woman, because, oh, you know what I mean, you can get pregnant, or, you know what I'm saying, you got to get time off and this, that, and the third. You know what I mean, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because it's asinine and it's bullshit. You know what I mean? So for the people out there that's listening, this guy, you know what I'm saying, has no wins as far as any type of foreign policy. You know what I mean? He said that he's a businessman, he's an entrepreneur. Oh, okay, you know what I mean? That's cool. But, you know what I mean?
Right.
Can you run, you know what I'm saying? He has no type of experience. Obama got more experience than him, you know what I mean? You know, dealing with everybody. You see with the trip that he took overseas, you know, he fucked up on that.
Yep.
Like, you know, yes,
he did.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
I don't equate him, you know, knowing how to run a business to running a country. I just, it makes no sense to me.
No, not at all. You know what I mean? Not at all. You know, and that's the most important thing. You know what I mean? If Obama would have got those bipartisanship, you know what I mean, some type of bipartisanship, you know, during, you know, the things that he wanted to, you know, put in law, he got, you know, they was fighting them tooth and nail for the past 4 years. No, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to vote on that. We're going to vote against that, this, that, and third, you know what I mean? But, you know, the things that he did do, you know what I mean, it shows. You know what I mean? It shows. Mm-hmm. And we are moving forward slowly, you know what I'm saying? Because look at the hole that we was in for the past 8 years before that. You know what I mean? Everybody
right, and people
out.
Forgetting it takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. It takes time, you know? But whether he's
but
right or black.
We are moving,
you know,
in the right direction. That's the key. We are moving in the right direction already, but he can't do it overnight.
No.
And, I mean, people really think as soon as, you know, if Romney wins, the minute he gets into office, everything's just going to turn around?
Right.
No. That's going to take time as well. So why not stick with the president that's already here who's working for the middle class, for the low class, for
yeah,
all the poor people who are struggling? Why would you want a president who don't care about you? And he's made it very clear. Why would you want to put him in office? No matter what color you are, you need to look at that and recognize. You got a lot of poor white people. You know what I mean? That needs
more
help. You put him in office because he's white? Okay. He don't care about you. You're nothing to him. Think about it.
You know
I don't.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jess.
No, I was just going to add, just people don't understand, you know, look at the facts, you know, look at the statistics. There's more white people on welfare, you know what I'm saying? There's more white people receiving food stamps, you know what I'm saying? You know, those Midwest states, you know what I mean, where those manufacturing companies went overseas and this, that, and the third. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Come on. You know.
But they don't talk about that.
They focus on us. Right, you're right,
right.
They'll be quick to call us a crackhead or we, you know what I'm saying, we just, you know, sit on the behind. You know, you're right. Come on, you know. I hope this man do win tonight, you know what I'm saying, so that, you know, he can prove them wrong, and, you know what I'm saying, and after the next 4 years, let him go and pardon somebody, you know what I'm saying, and be done with it. And, you know, he'll
Y'all hit just on what the thought I was thinking, because I was thinking that there's a brat complex in this country, because right now there is a record number of Caucasians out of work. record number. And since the job market hasn't come back fast enough, mm-hmm. we're just going to vote the other way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's a brat complex. You know what I mean? We, you know, when a certain people don't know how to struggle, they don't know what struggle is even about.
Mm-hmm.
They jump ship, they run, they scared. You know what I mean? Like, this thing is it's going to be crazy. I think it's going to go. I think it's definitely going to come down to the wire. And like right now, it's 64-56 Obama currently right now with the electoral mm-hmm. votes. Again, like I said, Romney is winning the popular vote, and I think he will win the popular vote just for that fact, because there's so many people out of work that they just want change. They don't care. They just want a different, mm-hmm. you know, just want somebody different in there. So we'll see.
You know, and you like the same way your boy Romney is saying he's better qualified to run the country because he knows how to run a business. That just sounds stupid.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same. This is the same man who's saying, oh, he understands, you know, the plight of black people because his family once owned slaves. Huh? What that got to do with you understanding black people because you own slaves? Do you hear what you said, Romney? You owned slaves. They wasn't your friend. You ain't grow up, you know, kicking rocks with them. You own them. You understand nothing. But this is the man you want to put in office. Okay. Think about it, people. Think about it.
That's the point. They're not thinking about it. And on
it's 8:30, so it's down to the wire. You know, the polls close, what, at 8 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
So,
and I got another clip for the people.
Okay, what you got?
So we got another clip, you know, just to put it in perspective just a little bit more. Remember, call us up, 646-478-3599, and comment on Romnesia.
Don't catch
the choice between going backward and moving forward has never been so clear. But now that we're 18 days out from the election, Mr. Severely Conservative wants you to think he was severely kidding about everything he said over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
He told folks he was the ideal candidate for the Tea Party. Now suddenly he's saying, what, who, me? He's forgetting what his own positions are, and he's betting that you will too. I mean, he's changing up so much and backtracking and sidestepping. We've got to name this condition that he's going through.
Yes.
I think it's called Romnesia.
Romnesia. Don't catch that.
That's what it's called. I think that's what he's going through. I'm not a medical doctor, but I do want to go over some of the symptoms with you, because I want to make sure nobody else catches it.
Don't catch it.
You know, if you say you're for equal pay for equal work, but you keep refusing to say whether or not you'd sign a bill that protects equal pay for equal work, you might have Romnesia. If you say women should have access to contraceptive care, but you support legislation that would let your employer deny you contraceptive care, you might have a case of Romnesia.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you'll protect a woman's right to choose, but you stand up at a primary debate and said that you'd be delighted to sign a law outlawing that right to choose in all cases, man, you've definitely got Romnesia.
Mm-hmm. Tell a friend.
Now, this extends to other issues. If you say earlier in the year, I'm going to give a tax cut to the top 1%, and then in a debate you say, I don't know anything about giving tax cuts to rich folks. you need to get a thermometer and take a temperature, because you probably got Romnesia. If you say that you're a champion of the coal industry, when while you were governor, you stood in front of a coal plant and said, "This plant will kill you." That's some raw meat.
He got raw meat.
So I think you're beginning to be able to identify these symptoms. And if you come down with a case of amnesia and you can't seem to remember the policies that are still on your website or the promises you've made over the 6 years you've been running for president, here's the good news. Obamacare covers pre-existing conditions.
You better tell it.
We can fix you up. We've got a cure. We can make it well, Virginia. This is a curable disease. Women, men, all of you, these are family issues. These are economic issues. I want my daughters to have the same opportunities as anybody's sons. I believe America does better. The economy grows more. We create more jobs when everybody participates, when everyone's getting a fair shot. Everybody's getting a fair shake. Everybody's playing by the same rules. Everybody's doing their fair share. That's why I'm running for a second term for President of the United States. I need you to help me finish the job.
Ooh. Man, Obamacare will cure amnesia. That sums it up right there. That's crazy.
You know, now there's something very important that he says in that message. And the whole idea of a level playing field scares people. I think it really scares a lot of folks in this country. To the thought of a level playing field where, oh, well, this person is right there with me, and now I have the same chances of losing my job as this person. I have the same chances of going on unemployment as this person. It scares folks to death. I'm telling you. It's the brat complex right now in this country. It's crazy.
That's everyday life. No matter what, people have that complex.
You know it.
I mean, that's what it is. That's why it comes down to, you know how we talk about support and stuff? That's what it comes down to. People don't want to support you because they don't want to see you elevate higher than them. So they're not going to acknowledge what you're doing because they want it to be all about them.
All right,
it comes down to that, basically.
Got some breaking news in the election real quick. Right now it is 73-64 Romney. You just took Kentucky. Eight more electoral votes. Obama just took Illinois. Got 20 electoral votes for that one. So it's going to come down to the wire. I mean, we're not even, even scratching the surface of all the polls in yet. So it's going to be crazy. So we want to take a quick break.
I know the polls are closed in Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida, right?
Right. Yeah, they're counting them up right now. Even New Jersey, they're counting the they're processing the results right now. So so we're going to get some more. Even Florida, they're processing their results right now. So it's going to be live all night, and we need to take a break and come on back. That's right. So make sure you guys give us a call. That's right, 646-478-3599. It's going down tonight. Here we go.
That's right.
People in the ghetto.
Oh. bad, but you corny when you good. When I talk about Jesus, I'm misunderstood. To keep it real with you, Chris Dow, don't boost my morale. I'd rather see the homeless warm and poor people get on. And rappers going platinum singing uplifting songs. Mama said God comes like a thief in the night. Do you pray every day for a tragic strike?
What's going on? World war, wanna settle the score. So who's the enemy? This dude, no more. I try to tell them little homies, just chill on the streets. Now we all stand together, cause we all for peace. I saw the Twin Towers fall, like it's nothing at all. I stood shook, all sad, all New Yorkers is mad. And we all got our flags on the cars. Cause whether you white or black, America's ours.
I remember thinking killing is wrong. Waiting and wishing that the bone chilling, feeling is gone, but still it's on. Wondering will I condone what's going on in our zones. Violence that exists on our phones or that lives in our homes. Every day a killer is born. Utility swarms, we building bombs. Let's chill and be calm and heal cause we strong. I know you feeling this song cause killing is wrong. Millions have gone, put your ribbons on.
What's going on?
Why we all can't live in the F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S way. And I do just pray that next year I'll be trying to buy a new S instead of a new SK. It's so easy to grab and shoot at something. But war, what is it good for, huh? Absolutely nothing. We ought to build from the boulders. I caught a chill when I hold the thought of my children and soldiers.
Now what's going on? Same cats holding up mags. Now look, everybody holding up flags. It's like the real laser tag with the red, white, and blue. The feds ain't got a clue, so what we gotta do, huh? What's going on? Why does it have to be? The only time we unite is in a catastrophe. But if I had the power, I would bring back the towers, be the unfound hero. There'd be no ground zero.
On my knees and prayed and said, Lord, is revelation coming true from back in the day? What's going on? I'm wondering why. Everybody ringing my phone. They trying to see if I was on a plane, trying to see if I was coming home. But I'm not, and I thank the Lord. I could have been on one of them Concorde, but I'm still here. I pray that it don't go loose.
No matter what, we gotta choose. Sleep and you lose. Every other day, I find myself watching the news. Eyes glued to the screen in another world. Wishing I could move to another world. I seem to be another girl.
Yeah, we're known, we under attack. The war was the past. I knew I looked towards the brighter future with planes getting crashed. They can't crush my spirit, so I spit it through the lyric. So I stand in the valley of death, I won't fear it.
Nigga, we live in revelations. Every day is like turning the pages. We gotta rise up, done it, stop playing. It's like the world ain't nothing but a great big bomb. And time is just a countdown for that
what's
shit to blow.
Chaka, 'cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream.
about Chuck Bitty, but you make me want to scream. Every Rocky, Rocky.
Your creative gifts are, come join and share on my networking site at poeticdesign.name.com.
Ooh, it's PD Radio. We are back at you. Again, that number is 646-478-3599. Hit us up. We are getting it in a little presidential talk tonight, so... quick update.
Down to the wire. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it's going to be down to the wire. Quick update right now. Romney has 82
to Obama 64 electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put this out there that the vote by gender, the women are actually coming in real strong. 54% of women Democrat has voted versus 44% Republican. And on the men's side, we're slacking right now. Democrat, we're at 45% versus 53% Republican. So it is definitely coming down to the wire tonight. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very close race. But, you know, I have faith that Obama's going to, you know, win this. There's a lot of doubters out there, but I'm having faith. I'm holding on to that because, you know, he's going to do us right, you know. Not black
That's
people,
right.
but all people. He's looking out for everyone.
That's right. Another thing I want to make sure people know, especially on the East Coast, we do have another storm coming up. It's not going to be nowhere near like Sandy, of course, but we do have a little something that's supposed to hit tomorrow, a little bit of rain, snow, and wind. So it's coming in already, so... This will not be another winter like last year, trust me.
They already, it's a mandatory evacuation in part Ocean City. They had to be out by 6 tonight, yeah.
Because of the snow, right? Well, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. Well, another
the
thing
weather,
I just want...
Okay.
No, great. About the weather?
I was just saying this weather is kind of scary. Not used to this stuff on this side.
It's coming around full circle.
I know. We all need to be on our knees getting right.
Serious. You think it's that bad,
Let me stop scaring the peoples.
Yeah. Please stop scaring people.
All right. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that
please.
To myself. Yeah. I'm going to reverse that.
Talking about the end of days and stuff. I'm not scared. That's right.
Mm-hmm. What you got for me on this election? What's up?
Hey, well, you know, I had something else, a little side note. I know a lot of people, you know, you guys heard about the three-year-old that was mauled to death at the Pittsburgh Zoo, right? Hey, you know, I keep saying it, you know, a lot of people, you know, these parents, come on now, you know, come on, it's not the zoo's fault. It's not the zoo's fault. You do not leave a child up on the rail like that, you know, come on now.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, a close family friend, she was on the news this morning talking about it, and she, you know, she was crying. She said the mother is getting a lot of flack. She was like, she's a very good mother, very loving and attentive mom, and she's, you know, getting all this bad flack. And she was like, and it was truly an accident. Yeah, we know it was an accident. You know we didn't want your child to fall over. But things that can be avoided should be avoided. I mean, why would you sit that child up on a ledge like that with the possibility that he could fall over?
Exactly.
You know, I know she's hurting. I have sympathy. She lost her child. You know, I have no doubt that that child was her world, but I think what has people outraged is just that. Like, why? You know, why? There's a slight chance. If that child moves a little, even if you're holding on to that child, and he just moves a little bit in your arms and you lose control, he's going to fall. Like, it's just certain things you...
Just don't do.
You just don't put your child in that situation. No,
right.
I'm sorry. You know.
Right.
I feel her loss. I do, but that was crazy. That was crazy. Do you know what's going to happen to the African dogs?
They
were talking about it, but I had tuned out. I had walked away, so I didn't hear. I didn't know if they were going to do something to the dogs or.
Well, the one they had to put down because it was just overly aggressive. But so you know, they shut down the exhibit for right now.
Right.
So from what I hear, there was 11 dogs. So once the baby dropped, it was over. Once it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's nothing you can do.
And they said that the child did survive the fall. He survived the fall. But it was the mauling of the African dogs that, oh.
Yeah.
You know, imagine you the parent. I can't.
Yeah, you can't even imagine
so
it.
That's so sad.
Move on to shallower waters.
Did you say shallower?
Yeah, I had to pull that one out.
What's shallower?
I have no idea. It sounded good, though.
I'm sorry.
See, trying to mess with me right now, huh?
That's my funny bone kicking in. You know it's got to come out at some point.
I just see it.
All right. Moving on to shallower waters.
That's right.
All right. That's you know what I got? I got a song that I want to hear right now. You know what I want to hear?
And what do you want to hear? Talk to me.
Michael Jackson.
Rock. All right, let's get it. Let's do it.
PD Radio. Get into you. Don't try.
of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love into here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Guys, enjoy those selections we just played for you. But right now is that time of the night where we have our special guest. We welcome to the show right now Miss Candace, aka she is Hip Hop to the Show. Hello, Candace. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on, and we thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. So
That's right.
I just want to start off by asking the question, Miss Candace. Did you barack the vote tonight?
Yes, I sure did. This afternoon, I actually took my six-year-old with me to the polls, and I let her select Obama and hit the cast your vote button. So
that's what I'm talking about.
How beautiful. How beautiful is that? That's right. You're showing her early. Respect
exactly.
to you on that. All right. Well, let's get into it, Miss Candace. I understand you're from Brooklyn, but you also represent Jersey as well. What path led you to Jersey?
I moved to Jersey right after high school, so I've been out here for a few years now. So my adult life has been in Jersey. My daughter was born here and raised in New Jersey, so I've gotten so much love on a music tip from New Jersey that I feel like I have to rep both.
All right. Well, I like that. Well, you know, we're from Jersey, so, you know, we respect that very much.
That's right.
Okay. We kicked off our show tonight with your song, Hottest Rapper. You know, I love the track. You definitely did your thing on that. Great,
thank
great
you.
Song.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I read in 03 you wrote a powerful song on the loss of your grandmother that earned you a $10,000 college scholarship. Now, that is major. That's
yes.
major.
Thank you. Thank you. That was like my first real reward from, you know, the music and showing me that, you know, confirming that, you know, that's my destiny. The song was about the death of my grandmother. It was about, you know, me growing up in a single parent home without my mother and feeling, you know, that abandonment from not having my mom around and just my battle with this depression growing up. So the song really pretty much was an overview of my whole life at that time until that moment. So
wow.
Okay. When I won the scholarship, it was, you know, it was well worth it. And it just proved not only, you know, music is something you should be doing, but, you know, when you're real in music and you're honest and you're yourself, you know, it will pay off.
Okay.
That's right.
I was going to ask you, was that huge accomplishment, is that what propelled you to do this as a career?
Honestly, no. Before then,
okay.
I had started rhyming about 4 years before that. And
okay.
I've always been a writer, you know, and not just in writing rhymes, just writing, period. Anytime I had to do essays in school or write poems, I always got high scores and I always was commended for my writing ability. And I always
good.
Loved music, so I'm a product of the 90s. And when 90s hip-hop came out, like Biggie, Little Kim, Jay-Z, it just grabbed me and brought the artistry out of me and made me want to become an artist.
Okay, I'm feeling that. I'm definitely digging your style, Candace. You are very sexy, but with a classy touch, and that represents the ladies very well. Do you feel a certain responsibility as an artist as to what you put out for impressionable young girls who may be watching you?
I definitely do, and I think anyone who plans to be in the public eye should feel an obligation. You know, we are role models whether we like it or not. And me, especially, I'm a mother of a young woman, you know, who will be a young woman eventually. And, you know, I want to show her, you know, what it's like to be a lady because we don't have enough of that out there, you know, these days.
Okay, I respect you on that because, you know, a lot of people don't feel that way. They feel like, well, this is my music, this is what I'm doing, I'm not here to, you know, teach young kids how to be. And it's like, no, maybe that's not your personal job, but you have to recognize the fact that they are looking up to you, you know.
Exactly.
You should be
exactly.
able to, so respect to you on that. What about your peers in the game and the way they represent themselves? You have any thoughts about that?
Like I said, I don't think it's enough of, you know, the positivity being promoted, especially on the female side. And the fact that there's not many women in the game, you know, it hurts us in that aspect because you have men out there degrading us and, you know, we don't have a voice, you know, it's almost as if we don't have the voice, and the ones that the media seems to give the voice to, they're not, you know, they're not trying to be role model figures. So,
exactly.
I hope to change that.
You know, I'm praying for that as well, Candace, because what I'm finding is the people with the most talent, who truly have the talent, who should be recognized, who should be in the limelight, you're not getting it. And I don't understand, like, what goes through people's mind when they're endorsing, you know, certain artists and, like, you know, they're bumping their music. Like, what about that attracts you? What about that is appealing to you? When you have all these artists out here who are, you know, doing positive and their messages, if they have a message about something and can't get on, I don't get that.
Yeah.
The state of our world is just ridiculous right now.
It is. That's why we have to, you know, try to support the ones who are, you know, trying to do the right thing and promote them and give them the inspiration to move you know, move forward in their careers, because a lot of people, including myself, I've been discouraged a lot of times, like, man, all they want to see is sex being sold. You know, if I'm not taking off all my clothes, I might as well give up, because those seem to be the only people winning in the game. So a lot of times I'm like, you know what, good girls, we not winning, so I might as well just stop. But, you know, I get somebody that says, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. You know, I was touched by your message. You know, you inspire me. So, you know, we just got to continue to support those people who are, you know, trying to make a difference in our communities and, you know, through their gifts.
I agree. We definitely need more of that. And that's what PD Radio is about. You know, we like to give exposure to the independent artists who are out there doing their thing, really grinding for it. And we have to show the support. You know, if you hear somebody's song, if you see something somebody's and you like it, let them know that. You know, they put out a CD. You know, download that. Like, it's nothing. Just do it, you know? And people don't realize the importance of that. It's like the crab in the barrel mentality. Everybody wants to pull each other down. They don't want to see you elevate. Like, no, you got to support. I mean, you want the game to change, and you got to support what's real and not that stuff. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And even as an artist, I had tweeted the other day, like, why don't artists feel that it's like once you become an artist, you can't be a fan of anyone else's anymore. You know, that's not
right.
That's
exactly.
You know, we have to support each other. Although I'm busy, you know, I try to make it my business. When people tweet me links to videos, I can't watch everyone or listen to every song or download every mixtape. But I try to get those in, because it's like, you know, you want support, you got to give support. And, you know, you people are sending you links, give them feedback, you know, to the ones that you can. And, you know, we have to support each other as artists, and remember that we were fans of the craft before we became artists. So I think a lot of people forget that.
You said it. That
I like
perfect.
Your style.
You said it. Yes.
That's right.
Well, Miss Candace, you have an appearance. You've been on MTV. You want to tell us about that, Miss Superstar?
Yes. I was on MTV's Rap Fix Live with Sway, and it was during the same day that Wale was there, so he actually got to sit in on the interview and critique my video, Love You Baby, which was a great experience. It was a great experience. A lot went into making that video, you know, as far as trying to pull people together and get them on the same page and get locations. So to have that video appear on MTV, and actually not only it appeared, but we actually was interviewed about the video, you know, by Sway. It was a big deal, and it was a rewarding experience.
Yeah. What's he like, Sway? Is he a cool dude?
He was cool. I actually seen him recently at an old school hip-hop event I went to this summer, and he was there. And I was like, remember me? And he was like, and I had a picture on my phone, and he was like, yeah. So he's a cool dude. He's a cool dude, true hip-hop head.
Okay. So why don't you tell us about the FO2 Music Group? What is that about?
FO2 Music Group, it was a team that I was recently affiliated with. As of end of August, I'm no longer with them, but I got together with FO2, which is a group of Jersey artists, back in August of 2010, and I actually partnered with First Wonder, shout out to him, and we handled our paperwork and made it an official label, and for 2 years we ran the ship together, and I got a lot of experience as far as running a business and, you know, learning a business while doing that. I decided to branch out, and right now I'm pretty much, you know, doing my own thing. But it was just a great experience. I learned a lot through that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes with certain situations, it's for a season. And when it's time to move on, you have to realize that and, you know, continue to move on so you can grow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Very true. Who are some of your favorite artists, whether hip-hop or R&B? Who are you bumping right now?
Jay-Z is my number one. I'm actually bumping a lot of his old stuff right now for to motivate me.
Okay.
So Jay-Z, he's my favorite. Love me from Beyonce. I'm a Nicki fan. Mm-hmm. I have her the first album in my sound system now, mm-hmm. the Pink Friday. Biggie, Nas, you know, I'm from that era. Little Kim, Foxy Brown.
Okay.
Classic.
All right. I ain't mad at you.
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Missy. Yes, love her. Okay.
Yeah.
I see you. Is there anyone you like to work with in the business?
I would like to work with everyone. But my focus, you know, to be honest with you, is going to be on working with other female MCs, you know, because I think that we need that unity. Like I said, we need to have that voice, and with us constantly, you know, beefing with each other, that's pretty mm-hmm. much the image that's put out there among female rappers. And
right.
we need that unity needs to be seen, you know, because in my eyes, it's been pretty much a divide and conquer game. You know, you divide the woman, and then only one is able to be at the top, and that shouldn't be. It's plenty of room for more
mm-hmm.
than one female MC to be at the top. So I just want to work with a lot of female MCs and work on bringing that movement together.
Okay. Have you been reaching out to anyone to do that, or is that in your near future to do so?
Well, in my first mixtape, I had a feature with two female MCs. I also have two tracks that I recently did, one with female rappers, Remedy the Franchise and Lady Slim. That's on my website, sheishiphop.com. Also did another all-female collab with a female MC out of Compton. So I've been doing it, you know, and also on my website, I do what I call it the She Is Hip Hop Queen of the Month, where I recognize
mm-hmm.
another female hip hop artist in the game and do a little write up, show, you know, put their video on my site and then just promote it a month long.
Now, see, this is why you need to be up front. I mean, because it's so rare to have women support each other. And you're doing write-ups, and you're doing Queen of the Month. I mean,
right.
that is so rare today, you know. I love women like you that have that kind of spirit that's not petty, that, you know, wants to work with each other. That's major. I love that. I love
Thank
that.
We definitely need it.
It's sad that a lot of us can't understand that, but, you know, you're on the right track, and you're doing it, so respect to you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and not every female is receptive. You know, you try to bring other, but everyone is not receptive, but you just work with the ones that are and keep it moving. That's
right.
it.
Right, right. Yeah. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other goals you're reaching for in this vast entertainment world?
I would like to get involved.
Besides doing the music?
I would definitely like to get involved into acting. Songwriting. I do write songs outside of hip hop. I write R&B songs, pop songs. So I would definitely like to touch on that, the acting, and definitely get more involved in the community for sure. Like, that is something that I want to do more than anything. You know, be out in the communities, reaching out, and, you know, bridging that gap between hip hop and, you know, social activism throughout the world. So.
Okay, all right. Loving you, Candace. Doing great.
Thank you.
Now, I also read you have an EP coming out, or is it already out, called Soundtrack of My Life? What's up with that?
Soundtrack of My Life is an EP I'm working on right now. I've been I've put the first two singles out just for DJs, internet radio. Hottest Rapper is one of them, which you played earlier, and Get With This, which I believe you'll be playing later on. But just to give people a taste of what to expect, you know, from the album, and get the reaction back from the people to make sure I'm on the right path.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I love that. Well, Candace, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. We really appreciate you calling in tonight. You were an absolute pleasure to have on PD Radio, and we do look forward to following your career.
Thank you so much. I actually just sent you two more songs, so.
Really?
Oh,
okay. Okay. Anytime you put out something new, you send it to me. We're going to definitely get it on the show. And we want to have you back on the show whenever you have new projects, anything major going on. you know, hit me up, and we definitely want to have you on the show. But before we let you go, is there anything you want to say to your fans and those you hope to make your fans before you go?
I just want to give a shout-out to all everyone that supports me, and, you know, thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the retweets. Thank you for, you know, just sharing and spreading the word and helping me to build my brand, because I couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you. Shout-out to my promoter, Lucy, my DJ, Mike Major, and my grandmother, who's my number one fan, and I'm sure she's listening now.
That is so sweet. You guys, you keep up with Candace. She is Hip Hop on her website, and keep up with her with what's going on at sheishiphop.com. So log on, see what's going on with her. And Candace, I want you to introduce your song to the people before we let you go get to them.
Let's go. It's your girl Candace, a.k.a. She Is Hip Hop, and we about to drop Get With This on PD Radio. Let's go.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Candace.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
You could get with this, or you could get with that. Sick about the hood, about to kick over the mat. While you was running kush, I was running lap. I'm on my Reggie Bush, you were pissing sack. I'm back for it, my fans are act for it. Now fast forward, my CD's been back ordered. You lack orbit, I align with the stars. PA energy and she's a fine pause. Y'all better catch up, cause I'm next up, hit a piece of competition in a single letter. Y'all better leave me alone, but every beat that I'm on, I set my fingers, you gone.
You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. Kick up out the hook, but to take over the mat. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. Kick up out the hood, but to take over the mat. Blah, blah. With the attack, here we go again. Man, they in the back, we at the podium. Back, if they whack, we ain't notice them. Shorty face looking like she pack a lot of sodium. Give her a drink of aqua. My team fresher than the friends in Nicaragua. We gon' shine in the dark, better get your vibes. Need to leave you stuck like we hit her with the tranquilizer. All eyes on the fresh air squad. Only in this image and they steaming out. Dear Lord, I got ambition and will. I'm on a mission, but still no competition. I'm ill. What you could do with that? You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. Kick up out the hook, about to take over the map. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. Kick up out the hook, about to take over the map. You could get with this, that, this, that. You could get with this, that. Kick up out the hook, about to take over the map. You could get with this. You could deal with this, or you could deal with that. Think about the hood, about to take over the map. Blah.
Woo, that's what I'm talking about right there. You can get with this right here. I just want to give a quick update on the election, because we're going to spot that in real quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Romney right now, 152 to Obama's 123. But we still have a large percentage of the United States to even go through. So it is still at the early stages, and it's going to go down, like I said, to the wire. So,
all right, all right. Well, again, Black, real quick, let me ask you, what did you think about tonight's guest?
I love her. I mean, the energy is crazy.
Beautiful,
just
right?
Her whole outlook on how she wants to, you know, go through this game of music, mm-hmm. you know, the industry and what she wants to do, it's, you know, you got to applaud. You know, you got to give her nothing but love for it. So it's great.
I
love
tell
her.
You, no.
Mm-hmm. Now, her rap voice is hot.
Yes, it is. She has a really, really nice voice. I love it. I love
it. It's nice, classic.
I was going to say, our past female MCs that we have on the show, they all kind of have, you know, that similar vibe. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah,
like they
definitely have
that positive spirit. They're, you know, they're about uplifting, empowering women. Like,
right.
Only the good stuff here on PD Radio. That's all we give you.
Hey, I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I think a lot of, you know, the women MCs out there are really, really holding it down right now, really coming at a real, you know, at an angle that's real, you know, versus a lot of the male MCs just trying to get on and like she said, you know, degrading the women and stuff like that and really, you know, making it all about money and stuff like that. So it's yeah, we just need more.
Yeah.
We need more of it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to Candace, a.k.a. She Is Hip Hop, for calling in tonight, PD Radio, and interviewing with us. We really appreciate you for that. Shout out our past female MCs, Ms. Toni Steele, Jada Blaze, Spoken Word, just beautiful artists. You guys need to follow them on Twitter and, you know, stay up on their movement. Respect to them all.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to kick it with a little bit of music.
Oh, yeah, that's how we
do it. Then bring it right back. That's right. Here we go.
looking for unique, creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at poeticdesigns.net. At poeticdesigns.net.
Lega. Clash, yeah, clap, yeah, clap, and another one. Clap, yeah, clap, yeah, clap, and another one. Fresh from Italy, styling in my land bed. Mac testing the hella models in the mansion. Nah, Bonnie, I ain't Ronnie, this ain't romancing. Run the dough and I'm still flowing, advancing. I ain't throwing my hands in. From the gutter, but see the borough I land in. Before Def Jamming on a block, hand in hand, jet black cannon. All black nights, white checks, this standing, ducking cops, ducking shots. Product, I got it. Keep a pocket full of rocks and a Glock full of talent. Little whack ass rappers, BT too polished. Glass all around the pad, nigga, see through polish. Gotta love it, I does it. No label or budget. Got connects on the butter. Keep my ear to the gutter. On trial with all the stylists, kept my life in the public. I got whatever on the mic, nothing better than covet. Kisses to my ghetto bitches, they love the way I thug it. No license to carry, but they know I'm gonna suck it. Rather get caught with it than without it, nigga, fuck it. Treating this rap shit like the blocks, I'm about to hug it. Come on!
Great mind, gain a life of luxury. Great skies, I'm moving beyond.
Beyond, nigga.
Around the world once, here we go again.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
I've got extensive
cargo loads, high top V, car full of holes, drop top V, black and gray checkers on my feet, same on my buckle, my bezel 0 degrees, holes every state, black rolls, no eight, holes in his face, can't show him at the weight, I'm about to bring it home, loaded up the bait, loaded up the trunk, then I drove it up the state, started with a rock, loaded up the weight, keep up, I can't slow up at your pace, talking heavy load, snow up at your waist, just can't fold when they show up at your place, this when you stand up, murder trial, man up, do you like the Punisher, what's the whole fam up, still a man's world, little nigga, put your pants up, let me back in this game, can't get a chance up,
great minds gain a lot of luxury, great skies, I'm moving beyond, walk around the world once, here we go again,
here we go again.
But I'm gonna enjoy it this
time, I'm enjoying this
time.
Let me see you go back.
Oh, yeah. We are back in action. Another presidential update. Florida right now, it is close. I'm talking about, we are talking about 1,000, just over maybe 1,000 and some change as far as what's separating Obama and Romney right now from that, you know, winning that state. So right now they're estimating that 82% of the votes are in Florida. So that's one of those. I think that's a battleground state. So we definitely will,
who's,
you know,
in the lead?
Definitely need that one. What was that?
Are they saying who's in the lead?
Yeah, but right now Obama is leading. But
in
it's
Florida?
Like I said, in Florida he's leading, but it's very slim. So it's like I said, it's like maybe by 1,000 votes. It's pretty close. So this is definitely going to come down to the wire. So right now the electoral vote
tally is at 143 for Obama and 152 mm-hmm. for Romney. So, it, you know, it, okay. it's going to come down to it. So.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping us in the know. All right.
That's what
you
I
want
do.
It, Black.
Yeah,
I know
that's
what you do. To, I love it. I love it.
Oh.
Uh-huh. You know what time it is.
What time is
it? You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for some more music.
Some more music? What you got mm-hmm. for me? What you want to? We need an encore, I think.
We need an encore because I enjoyed this guest so freaking much.
Yeah, we got to pull Candace back out.
You got to pull her back out.
That's
and
right.
I want
yeah,
to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, Black.
Uh-oh, we're going to hit it with the top of the hour song, Hottest Rapper,
yes.
and then we're going to come back with
Get With
You
This.
Can Get With This. So let's hear it one more time, baby. Yeah.
Want the beef, no teriyaki. Poor because I'm hot and these rappers say I see. Cocky, feeling like the 60s, Muhammad Ali. Or Rocky, in part one, all of my sons watch me. I put it down, reach my goals like Haki. Brooklyn with me from a hun of a gun copy. Bang chili, you can't really hang with me. Hang with me, you ain't even in my lane, silly. All black, plus I brought the gang with me. But we gon' see who really go through all this pain with me. I tell them this is who I am, it's no change in me. Out of control and there's none of no tame in me. Lying on the prowl, flying on the cloud. I see him shooting, but he ain't knocking me down. Got him folding their hands and I don't even play cards. Tell these rappers, don't quit your day job. Ha!
The hottest rapper on the MIC. From the streets to the NYC. Go hard or go home. I am so far gone. And we in the game, but we don't play. Back chips on the tips like we don't play. To the top, you'll see the hottest rapper on the MIC.
The hottest rapper, tap on my wrist, don't got a clever. Just know I'm here, my peers, they ain't even a factor. My life is moving faster, like I'm flipping through chapters. The world don't understand me, am I speaking it backwards? Lyrical exercise, I do this for practice. Freedom of speech, but I keep my words captivating. I'm embracing all the hate and motivate. Forgot no patience for the fake, a bloodsucker, give me a stake. Dreaming, eyes open, I'm wide awake. But at times, I feel I'm trapped in a pain, I can't escape. Somebody let me out, somebody let me out. I wanna tell him I'm hungry, I need a steak. Sitting tussle with the devil, all levels, I need a break. Hoping my time will come soon, a hurricane, a monsoon. The job doom and the clock is ticking. Get me straight out the cocoon, it's what y'all been missing.
The hottest rapper on the MIC. From the streets to the NYC. Go hard or go home, y'all can't catch up. I am so far gone. And we in the game, but we don't play. Back chips on the chips like we don't play. To the top, you'll see the hottest rapper on the MIC.
P Radio.
You could get with this, or you could get with that. Kick up out the hood, about to kick over the mat. While you was running kush, I was running lap. I'm on my Reggie Bush, you were kissing sack. I'm back for it, my fans are act for it. Now fast forward, my CD's been back ordered. You lack orbit, I align with the stars. PA energy and she defined pause. Yeah, better catch up cause I'm next up here to face the competition in a single letter. Y'all better leave me alone, better every beat that I'm on. I snap my fingers, you gone.
You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. Kick up out the hook, but to take over
again. Man, they in the back, we at the podium. Zach, if they whack, we ain't notice them. Shorty face looking like she pack a lot of sodium. Give her a drink of aqua. My team fresher than the friends in Nicaragua. We gon' shine in the dark, better get your vibes. Need to leave you stuck like we hit her with the tranquilizer. All eyes on the fresh air squad. Only in the scrimmage and they screaming out, dear Lord. I got ambition and will. I'm on a mission, but still no competition. I'm ill.
What you could do with that? You could do with this, but you could do with that. You could do with this, what you could do with that. Think about the hook, but to take over the map. You could do with this, or you could do with that. You could do with this, but you could do with that. You could do with this, or you could do with that. Think about the hook, but to take over the map. You could do with this, that. This, that. You could do with this. Think about the hook, but to take over the map. You could deal with this, that, this, that. You could deal with this, or you could deal with that. Think about the hook, but to take over.
PD Radio.
I do my little chair two-step, you know.
Yeah, you know you two-stepping. You know you two-stepping.
And I do it so well.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to everybody. Everybody who, you know, exercise their right to vote. Whether you vote, you know, whether you're voting Republican, Democrat, you know, just because you went out and did it, a lot of people, you know, fall for that right. So I got to give love to everybody who's playing this game right now. So got to give love to my day one fam, six man,
of course,
whole roster, you know, day one clan. And, you know, that's how we do it. That's how we do it.
That's right. Got day one, you got legend, just infamous, K Black.
That's right, J-Boog.
J-Boog.
Killer
Kid.
Barrack Music. It's a little bit of everybody going on.
Man, y'all better get up on it. And like already said, give love out to the Six Man Radio team, Boss Man Bassie, Miss Nadine, Princess Jazzy, Cobra, GMS, everybody. Oh,
that's right.
Talent Coordinator Maria, can't forget her as well. So shout out to everybody. And Black, I want to give you a special shout out because you deserve
it. What I do?
That was a good show tonight, and I just thank you for being a great co-host every week, keeping things oiled and greased up and running smooth for me. Love it. Couldn't do it without you. So thanks to you, respect to you. You're a great co-host.
Oh, why? Thank you. Why? Thank you. I
you
got another clip. What was that?
You blushing?
Am I blushing? Hey, just a little bit. You know,
Stella.
Oh, I like it when you talk to me like that.
No.
You know?
Okay. What was you about to
Uh-oh. Keep it on the air. Keep it on the air. But,
keep it on the air. What was you about to get into?
I got a little clip that I had played a couple weeks back. You know, another Mitt Romney clip. Guess it has something to do with his tactics as far as how he was spending his campaign money. So I'm going to replay that clip, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And then we're going to be right back with another song. So here we go. This is PD Radio right here. Yeah.
PD Radio.
PD Radio.
$2,000 for a suit. $200 for a tie? A requisition order for a Ferrari? What's your fucking side of the story?
We will hear from the Democrat Party the plight of the poor. And there's no question, it's not good being poor, and we have a safety net to help those that are very poor. So you can focus on the rich, that's not my focus. You can focus on the very poor, that's not my focus.
Don't think, make my ticket! For 6 months I've been pouring money down a bottomless hole. The truth is, this apartment's fronted you a fortune. And my ass is on the line. I okayed all this shit. And out of my fucking mind to keep letting you talk me into this shit.
Whether they
four purple mountains, majesty, above the fruited plain.
All I smell is your bullshit. But I promise you, I won't go down alone. I'm gonna give you 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna cover my own ass. How you like that arrangement? You got 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna grind your ass in the dog meat. You got that?
PD Radio.
I'm
cut that
all
real
right,
quick because we are running out of time.
That's right. Another great show. Shout out to our guest tonight, Candace, a.k.a. She Is Hip Hop. Check her out on Twitter. Follow her, y'all, at She Is Hip Hop. And, again, just thanks to everyone for listening tonight, calling up. We appreciate all the support for PD Radio. God bless you all. Obama 2012, y'all.
That's right, baby. And for Rom, hopefully when I, you know, at the end of this, I can say this to Romney, you know, in fitting fashion.
Tough break, nigga. It's always food.
You stupid.
Hey, that's how we do it, baby. PD Radio.
Good night, guys.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Let's go. Day One Production. Let's go. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.